This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website. www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Gary Smith. How are you, Gary?
I'm very well, thank you. You?
Very well. And Gary is the CEO of Ciena, but it's not just any CEO, because you became CEO in 2001, so you've been CEO for 16 years. We're going to talk about, I know, your unique leadership philosophy, your philosophy on innovation, on customer experience. But let's start off, this is really a baby of yours, almost like a child now. You've been with so long. What does Ciena, the brand, really mean to you? And talk about what your business model is.
Well, you know, I think businesses, at their simplest form, are all about people and about relationships. So for me, as I think about Ciena, it's the people in the company. It's the relationships we have with our customers and the other stakeholders in the business. And those relationships have been built up over many years. So when I think about Ciena, everybody thinks about the great technology we have, and that's absolutely true. We lead the world in what we do. But, you know, people make technology. And I think, you know, if you get the people dynamics right, we can talk about what that is. But if you get those people dynamics right, they'll invent the right technology. They will intercept with the right kind of markets. And they'll do the right thing with the customer. So when I think about Ciena, yes, it is my baby. I've been there a long time. I'm very emotionally attached to it, obviously. But it's because of the people.
And when you talk about technology and these are the things we do, I always think of you as connectivity, really the leader in that. But talk about the whole network business. Talk about the types of products and services that you have.
So at its simplest form, you know, think about Ciena as providing really the circulatory system for the Internet. So we provide all of the connectivity, be it subsea, be it to the mobile substations, all of the high-speed connectivity that really enable the Internet to scale in its various forms. And another way of thinking about it is Ciena is the best in the world at moving optical bits. That's really at the essence of what we do.
When you say optical bits, you mean?
Data. Because even voice gets formed down to data, video, any kind of connectivity is really data. And we can make data go further and in greater volumes than anybody else.
How?
And basically the technology that we have with software into our chipsets that basically can drive enormous amounts of data either subsea or across terrestrial type networks.
Give me an example of a client you're working with and how you're doing this.
Well, if you think about it from a North American context, basically all of the major service providers in North America, AT&T, Verizon, CenturyLink, are all Ciena customers, as are most of the content providers, people like Google, Facebook, you know, etc., Microsoft. And they're connecting data centers together, typically the content players. And then the service providers are obviously connecting content to content together, but also content into users. And we get about 50% of our business outside of North America, so we're very involved in things like submarine cables. We're number one in the world in that technology. And also a lot of the international service providers are Ciena customers as well.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Gary Smith, who is the CEO of Ciena, and we've been hearing about the business, but we've also heard that you've been CEO for 16 years, and the core of your business is your people.
Yes.
So talk about what do you do differently than any other organization in terms of your people? Tell me about some unique practices you have. And I know you've over 5,500 people.
So I think one of the things that, you know, I think leaders, one of the key responsibility of leaders is very simply to build and nurture talent and teams. And it's the right kinds of teams. And one of the things that we focus on is really not just the IQ of the individuals or their functional speciality. So when we look to recruit people into the company and we look to develop people, we think as much about the social aspects and their engagement and the other traits as we do their functional excellence. And so you think about that broadly, it's about attitude. It's about positive attitude. It's around what do they like as team players. Because, you know, successful teams are not all about just having the smartest people in the team. And I think there's plenty of evidence, you know, in all kinds of sports worlds around that, and particularly in the business world. And I think one of the things that we grasped at Ciena is really it's important to get the right blend of talent and the right kind of culture. The right kind, how do we, you know, relate to each other?
So how do you find that out in the recruiting and the interviewing process? How do you find out, number one, the people who have those certain social skills, but number two, you're talking about sort of a mix, which you need to put together like a puzzle. How do you do that?
So I think, you know, at a certain level, most people are well qualified for the job that you're recruiting them into. And through diligence and et cetera, you can figure that out. They're competent in what they do. So the real issue is defining, are they fit? You know, from their point of view, is the company a fit for them? And are they a fit for the company? So it's really it's more of a focus on the softer issues around that.
Are there any specific questions you'll ask someone in an interview that will reveal? We have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in now wanting to know, how do I find the right person for my company?
Well, listen, there's no magic question.
Everyone's looking for that.
They're all looking for the magic question. There's no magic element to it. But I think trying to really get to know people. One of the things we do when we look at the executive level is I like to see them in different environments. Go for lunch with them. Go for a cup a coffee with them, you know, and have multiple people interview them in different kinds of situations so that you get them out of the normal sort of interview dynamics and process, because you're really hiring the person is what you're hiring. And I remember a very wizened and wisely HR lady many years ago once said to me, you know, you hire people for what they know, and you fire them for who they are.
Ah. And hire people for what they know and fire them for
who they are. And I got to be honest, it took me a long time to really figure out what she really meant by that. But, you know, I'm a slow learner in some regards. And the penny dropped with me on that. I mean, I really think that is the case. When I think about, you know, the development of the team at Ciena, it's really about the folks who have been the right kind of people.
And how about in your board and in governance? Do you focus on that the same way?
Same kind of thing. I think, you know, when you think about boards in their various forms, they're teams. And so when you think about teams, you think about a mix of diversity and players that have different skill sets. But the commonality is that they want to work as a team and that they value the relationships.
So what are the core personality traits or characteristics that fit into this great Ciena culture? If there were three or four of them. And you have about 2 minutes until break.
I think it's, you know, one of them is to treat people how you would wish to be treated. So very basic stuff. You know, respect. And disagree with somebody? Absolutely. But be respectful. If you've got something to say, say it to them. Don't say it to other people and around, you know, around the houses with them. Be direct, but be respectful. I think that's one of the sort of key tenets of that. We're all here for business. We're all here to drive it for a common goal, but that's more important than our individual agendas. So, you know, I think a lot of this comes down to very basic human interactions, and really I think it's summarized with you treat people how you would want to be treated.
And if you could sum up your leadership philosophy in one sentence, what would that be?
Get the best people around you can possibly get.
And if you could summarize your customer experience philosophy in one sentence, what would that be?
Treat the customers how you would want to be treated.
And there you have it. We're about to take a break. We're with Gary Smith. And the first thing we've learned is when you're hiring people, take them out in different venues. Lunch, maybe a ball game, maybe do CrossFit like you do with them or something, and then have many people involved because that's how you build the fabric of a great culture. Back in a few.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Gary Smith, who is the CEO of Ciena. And you've talked about your leadership philosophy. Now let's talk about innovation. And I know that you're really passionate about building this culture of innovation. What do you do?
One of the things that I think, if you look at what's happened to companies in the last few years, the rate of innovation has increased. The amount of disruption in industries has increased. And, you know, one of the notions that I think is important is to not think about just your traditional competitors, but think about what else could happen in your business model.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's focused on the actual technology, and I think quite rightly so. And Ciena has driven a lot of very innovative technology. But one of the things that I think it is equally important to do is think about disruptive business models. Just think about solving a problem in a different way.
How do you do that?
Well, incredibly difficult to do, because you've got to think about competitors, and not just your traditional competitors, but threats from outside. In a lot of the industries we see today, the actual threats came from outside of normal competition. You know, the disruption that you've seen in the music business, you know, came from Spotify and Apple. If you think about what happened in the hospitality business, it wasn't the hotel chains competing, it was Airbnb. And so you've got really sort of substitute type, you know, disruptions that have come in and really, you know, taken a different view of businesses.
So this is a great point when we talk about industry disruption and industry breakthroughs. You're saying you have to look outside your industry. If you're a CEO now listening in, how exactly do you go about that? What industries do you look for?
Yeah.
How do you figure out your strategy?
Incredibly difficult thing to do.
Is it one-on-one? Is it reading? Is it experience?
Well,
is it team meetings? Is it leadership retreats?
I think the first instance is just to look at the industries that have been disrupted and try and understand how that happened.
So
try and
take a historical perspective and say, here's what's happened. How does that relate? And look for patterns.
Plenty of examples in that. I just cited, you know, mm-hmm. a couple of them. There are plenty more around that. Recruiting with LinkedIn, etc. So, you know, basically look at this platform that's formed around this business model where you can access people very quickly through the internet, and the barriers to entry are incredibly low. It used to be about high capital was really a barrier to entry, but that's not the case anymore.
Let's talk about digital changes. You're right at the forefront, especially in connectivity, probably as the leader. And I know you'll only go into a business if you could be number one or number two in it, and that's part of your leadership and strategy. What are the core changes that you see occurring in digital over the next few years, and maybe what was the biggest change you've seen over this last year?
Let me take the last question first and get to the others. One of the things that, you know, I've seen from a strategy point of view in a technology company is the world is moving to best of breed. This notion, and we've seen it particularly in the industry that Ciena's in, it used to be these large companies that had this notion of end-to-end solutions have really been upended. And they've been upended by smaller players that have been best in breed in elements of their business. Because the world is now global, it's a competitive environment. Information is shared very, very quickly. And so, you know, I think generally speaking, from a structural point of view, you've got to be the best in the world at doing what it is you do, because the competitiveness is so great. And bundling that up with other things is not really sustainable. So you've got to be the best in the breed at what you do. The other thing that I think we're all dealing with, you know, on a global basis is really this digital revolution is unlike the previous industrial revolutions in two main ways. One, the velocity of change is so enormous and so fast. The scale of it is global. It's not a particular country or a particular industry. It's all over. And I think the ramifications are we're all, you know, struggling to keep up with that. You know, you look at the massive changes where the epicenter of the economy, the global economy, is moving eastward. You know, I think that's a big macro movement. You've got urbanization going on, people going into cities on a mass basis. You've got an aging population. And then you've got this digital revolution in the middle of all of this, really exacerbating all of those changes and disruptions. So it's more like the age of disruption than the digital age.
There you go. We could rename the ages. This whole epoch is the age of disruption. What do you think it will look like if we were to sit down 5 years from now, which is a long time in today's world?
Yeah. Well, I would pull on the thread again of the business model disruption, because, you know, what really the digital age provides is a platform for business model changes. So, you know, we've seen that in some of the things that we've talked about there. So any business that does not embrace the digital age and this platform of digital innovation and being able to get to your customer in a digital format, it is really going to be left behind.
Where do you go personally to learn?
Personally, you know, a lot of podcasts. I spend time, a lot of time on airplanes.
The best podcast? Any recommendations?
Freakonomics. TED Talks, obviously very good. Those are probably the two, my two sort of stalwarts and favorites. But I think it gives a sort of broad perspective on a wide range of things that are going on. And of course, you know, reading.
Let's look more towards the personal side. What was a challenge that you faced in your life that hopefully you overcame? And what did you learn from that made you the leader you are today?
You know, one of the challenges that I had was I didn't get a college degree, right? For a whole bunch of reasons. But I ended up in a, you know, competitive business world without a basic degree. And so one of the things that I went back to college in my 30s to go do an MBA. So, you know, I carved out time to go and do that, which, you know, which I think held me in good stead going forward. But, you know.
And what's the lesson to everyone in that?
You know, I think if I'd have gone to college when I was supposed to go to college, I wasn't ready to learn.
You'd never be the CEO and the person
I just
you are
wasn't
today.
Ready to learn, and I wanted to get out into the outside world quickly and go experience that. And I ended up going to, you know, I lived in Asia for many years and different countries around the world. And, you know, by the time I was ready to learn, it was the right time for me. Yeah.
So, so I know you're a CrossFit trainer. We have 1 minute left. What can you learn about business from being in CrossFit?
Well, that all workouts are scalable, right? So, you know, you don't have to lift the heaviest weights or do the most, but you know, you're really competing with yourself all the time to be the best that you can absolutely be. And that's really the lesson from CrossFit. And, you know, the second lesson is, you know, I came to CrossFit a little bit later in life than most people would. But I'm a keen sportsman. So, but I've had to learn a lot of skills. And you're never too old to learn stuff.
Well, Gary, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
And everyone listening in, remember, digital is happening, and you have to be prepared for it. And one of the key things to do is look at the past, look at history of how industries have transformed themselves, and look for the patterns there.
Absolutely.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi,
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Matt Espy. How are you, Matt?
I'm good. Thank you, Robert.
And Matt is the CEO of Radial, and Radial is one of the biggest companies in fulfillment on the Internet, and they have all sorts of strategies in helping retailers. Matt's also been, this is his third time
That's
as
right.
a CEO,
right.
you know, third major brand.
Right.
Radial right now is about $1.2 billion,
That's
has
right.
7,000 employees, but it expands in peak season up to 27,000.
We're about to hit that right now, as a matter of fact.
So right. talk about what the Radial business really is.
Sure. So we're an e-commerce services business. So what we do is provide fulfillment and technology enablement to our clients to help them compete and win in the e-commerce end of their space. So our focus client base are large retailers, branded retailers, and brands. So basically, we help them win in e-commerce.
Specifically, how?
Specifically, by allowing them to compete effectively against Amazon. So we provide fulfillment and transportation management services, as well as omni-channel technologies and payment, tax, and fraud technologies. So we manage 14 million square feet of fulfillment centers through under 25 separate roofs. We manage 55 million transactions a year.
55 million per year.
Right.
So it's almost like while we're speaking, there's a lot of transactions.
It's happening 24/7. We have 6 customer care centers. So if you call the 1-800 number for one of our clients, it's likely it's ringing in one of our customer care centers onshore. Our customer care professionals do more than just take orders. They actually provide product knowledge to our clients' customers.
So you're mentioning Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and everyone is interested in the Amazon model. You don't compete against Amazon.
Right.
But what could you tell us that CEOs may not know about how the Amazon model really works?
Right. So Amazon has established a new set of expectations on the part of the retail client. So when you go online or I go online and buy from Amazon, it is a frictionless transaction. They make it almost too easy to buy from them. Obviously, that is a direct or indirect competitive threat to our client base. For us, and I think the lesson for this, our CEOs, is you've got to make sure that you understand and comprehend the customer service expectations, the customer experience required. And that experience is set, the standard is set by Amazon. So our job is to go into our client base and help them provide or extend that same service experience to their clients.
Okay, so what you're saying is that Amazon makes everything very easy, almost too easy. How can you take a company that historically has not made things as easy and make it easier for them?
Well, the reality is, frankly, that they're experiencing the pressure now.
Mm-hmm.
So our clients' world has gone upside down in the last several years. Store traffic is down. E-commerce is up. 7-8 years ago, e-commerce was 10-15% of their
mm-hmm.
revenue. They were still very store-centric. They were merchants in stores. Today, you know, that's changed dramatically. So store sales are flat to down. Their e-commerce business is up 15 or 20%. So they realize the need to compete. Our job is to go in and help them through our, I think, unique set of services to compete more effectively.
So let's talk through those. What are the specific services that you provide?
Right. First, I think the biggest benefit we bring to our clients is scale. So we are the largest independent e-commerce services provider in North America. The only person with a larger footprint is a guy who starts with A. So if you're a retailer or a brand and you want to compete more effectively in the e-commerce space, there is nobody better positioned than we are. Nobody better positioned from a physical perspective. Nobody better positioned from a technology perspective. So we have this unique breadth of capabilities, whether it's fulfillment, transportation, customer service, omni-channel technologies, and payment, tax, and fraud. Nobody combines that suite of services and capabilities like we do. Nobody.
Tell me an example of a customer that you work with and exactly how this would come
sure.
to fruition.
So without naming names, mm-hmm. all right, so we have
A retailer.
It could be a big box retailer that mm-hmm. we all know mm-hmm. or a luxury brand that we know. So they would enter our system through our, you know, through online. So they have a web store.
Mm-hmm.
The minute that you click buy on their web store, the order comes to us. It drops into our fulfillment center. We begin fulfill. We keep their inventory in our fulfillment centers. We pick, pack, and ship that product. If you're calling to figure out where the product is or you're looking for additional information on the product,
you handle it all for them.
All turnkey. So you'll call our customer care center. You'll talk to a dedicated service representative dedicated to that brand. So when you call client X and they answer, it's actually us. We have a full breadth of product knowledge. We have technology that allows them to answer product questions. They can make product suggestions. They can make substitute suggestions. So they actually help our clients' customers go through their selection process. So we can help that way. We have omni-channel technology. So once the order hits the transportation center, we can decide whether or not we ship it from our own fulfillment center or perhaps our client's store. And, of course, at the back end, payment, tax, and fraud.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Matt Espy, who is the CEO of Radio. And we're hearing about a model that is really completely reinventing industry. So if you're a retail CEO and you're saying, how do I compete? Well, these are a lot of tools.
Exactly. You got to come and talk to us.
So let's talk, how is the market changing, though? So we're seeing what Amazon is doing right now. We're seeing what your clients are doing right now. And you've talked about the different swing where mm-hmm. now most of the business is online.
Right.
Let's fast forward 5 years from now.
Right.
What do you think retail online is going to look like?
First of all, our clients are becoming more and more sophisticated as it relates to online commerce. So 5 years ago, when it was just a very small part of the pie, they didn't really care about it. I mean, they would manage it. I shouldn't say didn't care about it, but they wouldn't focus on it as much. They are becoming extremely sophisticated in terms of the physical characteristics of what goes online and what drives margin for them in online sales. That means their requirements and the specifications laid out on their e-commerce services provider are getting tougher. So in order to help them compete more effectively as they become more sophisticated, our capabilities have to continue to evolve. So our engineering capabilities, our project management capabilities, our process management capabilities have to evolve as well as our technology capabilities.
So I'm going to ask you, I'm picturing you have these fulfillment centers and you have people on the phone and they're improving the sales. But there are a lot of products that they have to know that's not even their company.
Right.
How can they possibly be so quick that they could know what's going on with each company when they're handling so many?
The one thing that impressed me, so I've been the CEO of Radio since February. I'm amazed at the extent of our training. If you go into one of our customer care centers, one of our customer service centers, there are classes going on 24/7. So the investment and training of our personnel on products and how the client wants the products presented is nonstop.
But if you have 27,000 people, you're
right.
expanding from 7,000 to 27,000. That is a lot of training. How do you even logistically manage that?
That's one of our largest challenges, and frankly, something I think we do better than anybody else. There's a very sophisticated sourcing and onboarding process that we're in the beginning stages of right now. So the real pressure point is sort of the last 6 weeks of the year. We start planning for what we would call peak, the holiday season. We start planning for peak at the end of the last peak. So when I joined the company, Radial, not Amazon, in February, we were already planning for this year's peak. So we do stress tests. We simulate peak conditions. We go out and we actually hire temporary labor to help us to see what the quality of the labor is in the ongoing operation. So we simulate the pressure of peak sort of on a target basis with targeted clients with their approval all year long.
This is Robert Vries on the CEO Forum. We're going to take a break. We're with Matt Espy, and we're learning about a new model that can help you compete digitally, on the web, in e-commerce, in any way. When we come back, we're going to learn about Matt's leadership philosophy in driving success forward, and this is his third time as a CEO. Back in a few.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL, and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Matt Espy. And Matt, we were talking about your unique model. For anyone who missed it before the break, just give a snapshot of you do everything right, from soups to nuts in terms of cutting costs, increasing revenue.
Sure. We're a comprehensive e-commerce services business, fulfillment, transportation, customer care, omni-channel technology, and payment, tax, and fraud.
And you only help people in retail, correct?
The vast majority of our clients are retail.
Do you have clients who are not in retail? Because that's a whole new
Less
area.
Than 5%.
Okay, yeah. So you have the expertise.
Right.
So let's start talking about your leadership philosophy.
Sure.
You were CEO of Icon. You were CEO of Armstrong. These are huge brands and different businesses. What have you learned in your third time as CEO? Walk through some of the experiences you learned at Icon as CEO.
Sure, thank you. One of the first things you have to learn as a newly minted CEO for me, Icon, is you have to remember who you work for. You work for the shareholders. So your job is to find a path forward for shareholder value creation. That path forward was different at Icon and Armstrong and maybe different at Radial. So you have to remember why you're there, right? I look at the business, I look at any business, whether it was in my 23 years at GE, Icon, Armstrong, or now Radio, I look at the business from the outside in. So I focus on clients, I focus on competition, and I focus on evolving trends. That helps inform us as to where we need to go, where we need to make an investment. So it's understanding who you work for, finding a path to shareholder value creation, maintaining an external perspective on the business, and then at the end, it's really all about people. I mean, and I know everybody says that, but one of the things I learned at GE is a differentiator is the quality of the team. And Robert, the best team always wins. So you have to spend a tremendous amount of time on organizational vitality. We talk about CEOs creating culture. CEOs don't create culture. CEOs create conditions that result in culture.
I want to ask you a couple of one-sentence answers.
Sure.
One sentence. Summarize your leadership philosophy.
People first.
One sentence. The key to successful customer experience, and this is what you do really, is you create customer experience for all the retailers.
Customer needs identification.
What is the biggest breakthrough in technology over the last year? In anything.
Our enhanced payment, tax, and fraud stack.
What will be the biggest breakthrough in technology, do you believe, over the next 5 years?
Artificial intelligence.
How is artificial? What should CEOs know on the positive side and the negative side about AI?
Well, like many other technology breakthroughs, it's nothing to be afraid of. It's something to embrace and understand. So I think that's a term we throw out a lot, but we don't really grasp. And I think like many other technology evolutions, the application of that technology will differ based on your business. But you have to understand it. I think that boardrooms 3 to 5 years from now are going to be talking about AI.
I think so. So soon we're going to talk about challenges you face and how you overcame them. But I'll give you a couple of minutes to think about that.
Okay.
Let's go back to what we were talking about before, which is clients that you're helping, retailers online.
Right.
Can they do this alone? Do they need someone, or why can't the client just do this on their own?
Yeah, great question. Some are tempted, frankly. The fact is, it's two very different business models. Our most successful clients focus on their core, and their core isn't necessarily brick-and-mortar retail. Their core is understanding their clients' needs. Their core is in product development. It's in merchandising. It's in brand management. And it's in marketing. E-commerce services enables that. It complements it. So what we do is we take the customer service experience, the customer experience that they want. Some of our luxury brands are very specific with us about extending the service and the experience of the brand through the e-commerce experience. We get that. We understand what that means. So we complement and enable the experience they want to handle their clients.
Have you ever calculated the return on investment of working with you? Because if I'm thinking of it, on the defensive side, they save a lot of money in fulfillment. On the offensive side, all of your people are highly trained in cross-selling and bringing in more business.
Right. Our clients, as our clients become more sophisticated, I don't have to calculate that. They're calculating it.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, absolutely. And so as they become more focused on activity-based costing and activity-based pricing, as they refine their expectations around the physical characteristics of what they're looking for, as the tolerances become narrower, believe me, we're held to a very high standard. And obviously, we're delivering against those standards.
So to CEOs who are in retail, what advice do you have to compete in the future? And you can't just say be
aside from coming to us.
I know. No, that's not the
that's too predictable.
I want. Yeah,
that's too predictable. I think.
But listening to this, they're probably going to say, "Well, boy, that tour is a good value proposition." By the way, what is your website?
www.radial.com.
And you spell radial?
RADIAL.
Okay, keep going.
Thank you. So I think the lesson to our consumer retail clients is listen. Your core isn't brick-and-mortar sales. So you're a retailer, but the concept of retailing is different today than it was 5 years ago. But the essence of that core is the same. You're still about product. You're still about selection. You're still about, if you're in the fashion business, the evolution of your product, keeping your brand fresh. You're about marketing. You're about building that customer experience. You need to focus on that to win. Let us focus on the rest, or have somebody else whose core it is to help you on the back end of that do that for you.
I want to hear a story, the human side of Matt Espy. What is a big challenge that you had to face? How did you overcome it? And what lesson did you learn from that shaped the Matt Espy of today?
I think the biggest professional challenge I had was the decision to leave GE after 23 years. So my father was a GE lawyer. I interviewed with GE behind his back, joined the company, and went through the ranks and became the CEO of GE Lighting, one of the top 15 guys reporting to the chairman. I had the great privilege of watching, from a pretty close seat, the transition from Jack Welch to Jeff Immelt. I had the great pleasure of working for Jack and the great pleasure of working for Jeff. That was a great run. I decided after the transition that when I looked around, I'm not sure that my learning curve was going to continue to grow. I got there in my early 40s.
And you have 1 minute left.
And I wanted very much to grow. So for me, the challenge was finding the right opportunity and the right time to leave GE. Biggest challenge, biggest risk.
And what did you learn from taking that step?
Well, you can only be an ex-GE guy once. So you have to choose wisely, and you have to make sure that the culture and the opportunities truly fit your skill set.
One final sentence on advice to CEOs about growing their business in any business, not mm-hmm. just retail. What would you say?
Stay close to your salespeople because they will always tell you the truth.
And on that note, Matt, it's a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thanks, Robert.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.